This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North convenience stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
What is Dax, are you
tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Glad to have you here, but not so glad if you're going to be headed outdoors today. It doesn't look like a day going to be good for getting out. And I'll get to the coastal marine forecast for you, but if you were planning on getting up early and trying to get out early, forget it. It ain't the morning to do that. But there are some other things to do. We're broadcasting today from Marsh and Bayou Retail Store located in Mandeville. And the brothers, the Tiblier brothers, Chris and Ben are joining me now. Hey, guys. Good to be back here for the third annual Spring Fling.
Good morning, Mr. Don.
Good morning.
Good to have you guys here. Well, what's going to be going on when we open the doors at 8 this morning? You guys got up early and you're going to open the doors a little early. What's the Spring Fling all about?
The Spring Fling is getting ready for what it is. It's getting ready for spring. We're tired of this winter. It was a long winter. We had a bunch of snow. The fishing's been okay, but we're ready for some good spring fishing.
Well, I don't think y'all are alone. In terms of prizes and refreshments and special guests, what's going on?
Well, we got some food. We're gonna do some food around noon. Just, you know, kind of finger food and whatnot. We'll have drinks and probably some soft drinks and water. We got captains coming in. We have Maui Jim coming in. Who else do we have coming in? Chris?
So we have Cito. They're going to come by for a while, you know, do some sign-up. I think they have, like, a little promotion they're going to do. We have the guys from Tin Cups going to come by, do a little whiskey sampling. We have, who else do we have? Oh, you said Maui Jim.
Maui Jim.
Who's this guy sitting right over here?
That's Captain Brad with Spec That Charters. He's the guy that we fished with last month and did the feature story with, and he's going to come on later and talk about our trip.
Well, you got your torture chair ready? Because we're going to get all his secrets out of it.
That's right.
We're going to get everything. If somebody's got a question about, which includes like Pontchartrain, like Bourne, like Catherine, we welcome you to contact us. You can text us at 504-260-187. If you got a question about new gear, tackle, fly fishing equipment, which they've got an extensive lineup here, they'll be happy to answer your questions, too. Let's give people directions that have never heard of Marsh. They probably maybe heard about the magazine, which we're going to talk about, too, because that's the other half of your business. But for someone that's never heard, we've got listeners with our affiliate stations from Alabama, Florida, all the way to the Texas line. How do you get to Marsh and Bayou?
Marsh and Bayou is located right on the north side of Lake Pontchartrain in Mandeville, Louisiana. If you're familiar with the causeway, which is the longest bridge in the world, we're about 1 mile away from the base of that on the north shore. We're on Florida Avenue, which is Highway 190, and it's right in this little old Mandeville neighborhood. It's great.
If they get lost, they can maybe give you a call.
Huh? Yeah, give us a call or check the phone.
And what's the history on the store? Now, the magazine goes back older than the store did, but you had another store, another location before you settled here in God's country, as they call it.
We did. We started our first store in 2014, February 14 in the French Quarter, believe it or not. But there, we didn't really sell any tackle. We just guided fishing trips, and we promoted Louisiana outdoors by selling T-shirts, sunglasses, hats. We just talked fishing, hunting, Louisiana.
Yeah, you had a lot of tourist traffic.
It was all tourists. Yeah. It was all tourist generated. And COVID put an end to that. So we picked up and we moved here within, I think we were open in July. So we're about to make 5 years here in July.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, it's sad that you don't have a store like what you had there, because that's needed. It really is something to showcase the fishing that we have here in Louisiana to tourists that come in and hook them up with charter captains and be able to talk to people who are knowledgeable that were born and raised here. Unfortunately, things have a way of working different. Yeah. I'm glad you're over here.
Yeah, this is great. We have a great community of customers, you know, a bunch of regulars that come in weekly. And so that's a lot different than the French Quarter. We do miss that, but this is excellent. We got a great customer group.
Personal service. They'll order things for you, take care of it.
Absolutely.
It's not like some of the big box stores. Marsh and Bayou. We're going to talk more about that magazine. Also going to talk about the opening of turkey seasons. Mississippi, Alabama, Louisiana. It's all coming up. Also, there's a Bayou Cleanup Day. New Orleans City Park, oldest freshwater fishing rodeo in the country. Hunters for the Hungry is having a lot of success thanks to you, the deer hunters, and the hog hunters that are out there. And as always, we got a Bad Boy of the Outdoors feature coming up. Today's story is about how illegal deer hunting can ruin your Christmas holidays. And if you've had a successful fishing or hunting trip this week and you want to share it, we'll include it with your comments and your questions. You're welcome to come in and take part in the Spring Fling. There's going to be some giveaways, special deals. I mean, some really good prices. And we're going to be talking to Ben and Chris about that. We also have a professional guide, Ben Alfonso, here. You can come by. Is it Brad?
Right.
Brad Alfonso. He'll be here for a while, and you can chat with him and get some tips and pointers on fishing the local area. But not today, because here's your Coastal Marine forecast. Offshore, you're looking at south winds 20 to 30 knots, 8 to 11 foot seas. That'll bounce you around. And inside today, you're looking at south winds 20 to 25 in rough conditions. Northwest winds tomorrow 10 to 15, 4 to 6 feet offshore. And northwest winds 10 to 15 with a moderate chop on the interior lakes and bays. Throw out the tide range. That's going to be overridden by any type of wind that's going to be out there. Rain chances 80% today, 0% tomorrow. Mississippi River sitting at 10.6 with a little bit of a fall to it. So we've got a gale warning offshore, small craft advisory for tomorrow. So Glenn Sanchez, Robbie picked a fine week to go hunt Osceola turkeys in Florida and leave you with trying to tell me where people can catch fish. So I'm not even going to put that on you today, man. Maybe we need to talk about what's been happening down in Hopedale and Shell Beach and what it's going to look forward to maybe starting late tomorrow afternoon or Monday.
Well, I was talking to somebody earlier. I said, you know, the groundhog said we had six more weeks of bad weather, right? Well, the Nutra said we had six more weeks of bad fishing. Now we're at the end of those 6 weeks starting to turn on because they've caught some trout and back. Michael caught some shrimp this week. They're starting to get some live shrimp, and you know how much a difference that makes. And people, you know, it's a shame. They finally get some shrimp, and they're going to have weather like this, and they can't use them. But tomorrow is another day. But it's starting to pick up. Yeah. You know, things have changed. Springtime, you know, it's starting to happen.
Well, that was really good news when I heard that Robbie was going to have shrimp, but, you know, not for this weekend. But that's good that they're there that early and be able to supply the people with live shrimp, because that definitely can make the difference in a lot of cases. Well, Glenn, back from the days when you were a guide, what did you do? What would be your plan following a serious wind front like we're going to have today? After it settles down, what's the first thing you would check?
Look for clarity of water is first thing. I mean, I go up in the marsh and I look for some decent water, you know. And if the wind comes out the south or southeast, it comes in clean. It's when it comes out the northwest or the west, that's when it gets dirty because it gets so low, you know. But most of the time when the wind comes in south and the water gets high, it's really not dirty.
And, Glenn, you know, this time of year, a lot of times when these big fronts come through, these blows, you have a concern about low water, people getting stuck, having to get, you know, pulled out off sandbars and mud bars and that type of thing. That's not going to be the case for a while.
No. The water's high right now. You know, it's amazing how much the water fluctuates. Last Sunday morning, I went to church, and the water was high when I went to church. And by the time I came back, the water that evening, the water fell like 3 feet because of the wind. I mean, it was extremely low last week. You know, and when it gets low like that, of course, it's going to get dirty because it just, you know, scours the bottom.
Glenn, everybody's been talking about, you know, the lowered limit on speckled trout. Not hearing a lot of complaints. Most people say 15 fish is enough. Only complaint is, you know, some of those areas where you and Jonathan fish, when you get out there in the bays, you know, it's hard to catch fish under 20 inches sometime. And being able to keep only two over 20, there's a little bit of concern about that. What are you hearing?
Yeah, well, you know, I like catching the big fish. I don't like eating the big fish. So normally, I mean, I don't have a problem with throwing them back nowadays. You know, I think it's going to end up with more eggs in the water, leaving all them big trout in the water for sure. And that's going to be your best DNA out there with those big trout. So I think it's going to help myself.
Yeah, they're proven. Well, Glenn, listen, thanks for filling in for Robbie, man. Always a pleasure chatting with you.
Well, same here. And like always, everybody stay safe. Today might be a good day just to stay home and with this wind.
Yes, indeed. All right. Well, we got a few other things going on. So take care. And hopefully Robbie said he'd send me a picture if he bags one before we get off the air. But let's hope he doesn't have to stay another week, huh?
There you go. All right, Don, you have a good one.
All right, tell Jonathan everyone hello for me down there. Appreciate your call.
I sure will.
There he goes, Captain Glenn Sanchez. All right, we come back after this. We're going to talk to some of the goings-on here. What's the latest in some of the fishing tackle, the gear? We'll get that from Chris and Ben here at Martian Bayou. Also, Captain Brad Alfonso, Spec That Charters. We're going to be talking to him. You got any questions for any of these guys? Turkey hunting, it's going to be tough on you Mississippi turkey hunters, too. The season's open. It'll be opening soon in Alabama and Louisiana. We got the youth season opening up in Louisiana on the 29th. And then for all us old guys, we can hunt 1 week later. But I will be out tomorrow after it clears up, setting up some turkey blinds and doing a little opening. This morning, though, I'm sitting safely high and dry inside of Martian Bayou's Florida Street in Mandeville location with Chris and Ben Tiblier, the brothers, the owners here. They're also the purveyors of Marsh and Bayou magazine. You may or may not have seen that. Let's talk about the magazine, guys. How long has it been now you guys have been in print?
It's pretty crazy to think we just hit 25 years.
Unbelievable.
Yep.
Ben doesn't look 25 years old.
No, I was.
So if you look behind, he was just a kid.
That's the first issue right there. Look at me. Well, that's me.
Yeah. That's December of 1999. He was 20 years old.
I was.
Wow, young guy. Wasn't much gray on any of y'all back then, huh?
No.
No, these are highlights. Huh?
Well, I'll tell you, the magazine has been a real success. And I got to tell you, when I picked up this month's issue, it really stunned me. You guys are bucking the trend. You know, magazines have gone away. I was a writer, photographer for Louisiana Conservationist, Fish and Game, many, many magazines, Louisiana Sportsman. And they're still around, but fortunately. But you guys have actually expanded your operation and brightened up the magazine where others are shrinking and folding, and a lot of them you can't even find them anymore. Everything's gone to digital. And I know a lot of people like me really enjoy picking up a good hard copy of a magazine and sitting down and read it in various places, by the way.
Yeah.
But tell us about the background on Martian Bayou magazine.
So the magazine itself actually started as on the wall, Sportsman of Slidell. We did that for about a year, and then decided, you know, people on this side of the parish wanted it, so we started Sportsman St. Tammany, did that for about a year, and then it was like, all right, we got to change the name. Always been a fan of Field and Stream, Martian Bayou. Just doesn't take a genius to figure that one out. So went to that format, and, you know, we've been doing it, I mean, total from Sportsman Side all 25 years just in December. So, yeah, it's been quite a journey, you know, ups and downs, obviously, like everybody else, you know. We have missed a few months between Katrina and BP and other things, but overall, I mean, we haven't really skipped a beat. And then this new format, we just decided to kind of move away from newsprint. That's what, you know, the inside pages were called. Went to a nice, slick,
glossy look.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
And it really, you know, when we lay it out on a computer for 25 years, this is what it looks like. then when you get the product and it goes on newsprint, it changes. So, you know, that paper really absorbs the ink and it changes it. Whereas on the slick paper, it shines, and it's just, we're pretty excited about it. The advertisers are excited. The readers are excited. So we're looking forward to just moving forward in this format.
The photos are stunning, especially that guy that's on the cover of this month. Who is that guy, Ben? You reckon?
I do. That is the publisher, Chris.
Yeah,
Chris. First time in 25 years he's never done it. And he was like, you know what? Actually, I think his daughter Millie said, I think it's time for you to be on there. And pretty much Millie says it's going to happen.
You know, it's all about the shot to us. And the fish is always the star. You know, the person holding it, that's the secondary. The fish has got to look right. You know, a lot goes into the cover. It's got to, you know, if you have 50 shots, one of those shots are going to kind of stand out. And, you know, it could have been Brad holding it, but I don't know. I was holding it that day, and Millie was on my ear, like, let's do this. So I was like, all right, let's do it. So
what's the editorial content? What's the philosophy on what's in it for the readers?
You know, it's funny. When we started, it was more about the meat and potatoes. They wanted, you know, it was all technical. Not so much like are they fishing stories. It's kind of like reverse, because all that technical stuff is online now. I mean, you can't turn on Facebook or Instagram without learning a new fishing knot or something. Where now it's like, well, you can't just get stories everywhere. So it's like most of our base are they fishing. You do have technical stuff, you know, like our, you know, charter captains do fishing forecasts and stuff like that. But, you know, it's primarily fishing. We do touch on some hunting stuff. We do have on the Beyond the Bayou segment, which, you know, pretty much all the writers kind of write about. You know, if they do a little travel story, people love that. Again, it's like our day fishing or our stories is pretty much the base of the content now. And then, you know, the local part with, like, the picture pages and things like that. Yeah, you know, it's all about the community, people reading it. You know, I like to focus on not just charter captains, but just, you know, our readers, you know.
Sure.
We love when people send in pictures. They're going in there, you know.
Now, who are some of your writers?
So, you know, we have a bunch of good ones. Our consistent ones are definitely going to be Miss Colleen Orfanello.
Well, what a great story she's got this month.
I was happy
she did our Tigers in the Wild. She did a great job on that story. And that's the kind of thing you're talking about. Feature stories that are beyond fishing and hunting, where we take the LSU athletes out, and she did a great story portraying what that's all about. And those are some of the stories that you'll be able to find.
Right.
But you've also got some guides who surprisingly can write.
That's right.
Some can't read, but you got some that write.
That's right. And we have, you know, a list of guys that, they come in and out. You can't expect everybody, you know, to write every month. Ray Hunts definitely writes every month. This guy, he's not missing a beat. Chaz Champagne writes every month. We have some new guys. We have a fishing guide, Captain Jacob. He's based at a golf board. He'll be here today. Actually going to come in and do some fly tying demos and just talking fly fishing in general. So, you know, it's good to kind of have a variety and kind of touch on everything in the fishing world.
One of the best parts about this quality magazine is the price. How are you all distributed?
It's the free publication. It's the advertisers. You know, Don, you know it.
There's nothing in this world free except that magazine and the radio show. If you got a radio, it doesn't cost you anything. You don't need to subscribe. You don't need cable or anything.
Nope.
That's great. And where can they be picked up?
So we pretty much, we circulate from Kokodree to Biloxi, coastally. I mean, we have a pretty wide range. Now, on the North Shore and South Shore, we treat it like a general publication. We're going to be in restaurants, hardware store, anywhere that wants it, we'll leave it. Once you get outside of that area, in St. Bernard and Plaquemines, too, once you get outside that area, then we'll just be basically in tackle shops, marinas, you know, boat dealers and places.
At one time, you had subscriptions available. You still do subscriptions?
We got away from that, but we're bringing it back. And we're also bringing back the online presence with the people can read it online. That's going back on there. And, we're making some big changes to the website. So, like, in the next few weeks, you'll
be... Well, let me tell you, what you may not realize is people who are away from here, and, of course, the Internet has changed all that, but back in my Army days when I was stationed overseas, I look forward to my monthly magazines that came in. And people who are not, you know, are from here but no longer come here and still want to keep up, that's a great way to do
it. We have a lot of people that come in and shop, and they'll come and grab, you know, 10 or 12 copies, and that's what they're doing.
They're mailing it out,
which is great.
Very good. Gentlemen, we're going to take a break. We come back, we're going to talk about some of the trends and some of the tackle, and also we're going to talk to Captain Brad, Spectat Charters, and if you got any questions, just ask. So print subscriptions to Martian Bayou Magazine available. Tell them, let's answer them now. How do they do it?
Probably about two more weeks.
Give them two more weeks, and
go online,
he'll get back to you.
It'll be on the website, and we're going to get back to figuring that part out.
Very good.
Yeah, welcome back to Marsh and Bayou's Spring Fling, third annual, located on Florida Street, the main drag, about 5 minutes from the Lake Pontchartrain Causeway in Mandeville. Doors officially open at 8 a.m. this morning. And what time are you guys closing, Ben?
5 o'clock.
5 o'clock. So you got.
Well, we do have a whiskey tasting, so this could go late.
It could run late. That's the tin cup.
That's right.
All right. Love that stuff. All right. Well, I don't know about drinking and talking on the radio. I have to wait for that a little bit.
Could be fun.
All right. What do you got going as far as specials?
Well,
for
today,
people
like I said, it is the spring sale because we're getting ready for the spring fishing season. So we have a lot of deals going on. We have a bunch of things going on with Shimano. Quantum has made a big push back into the saltwater market, so we have some good stuff with them. You know, of course, Daiwa and Penn. We have, you know, buy a reel, maybe get some rods half off, things like that. We do have some deals on those Marker 54 shrimp that everybody likes. We've never done a sale on those, so we are going to do one today.
Great.
We're pretty excited about that. Of course, Matrix Shad. I'm sure Chaz will probably stop by at some point and talk fishing and try to sell some baits. And then also Sixth Sense for those bass fishing guys getting ready for this spring run.
All right, great lineup, and you're invited to come on by and meet these people, chat with them, and take advantage of some of these super low prices as spring gets ready to kick off. All right, we're going to pause 10 seconds, and on the backside, we're going to be talking to Captain Brad D'Alfonso. Spec that charters, and you can chat with him, too, through our text message board at 504-260-1870. Back with Brad right after we pause these quick 10 seconds for our local stations to tell you who they are and where they are along the Outdoors with Don Dubuque Radio Network. And welcome back to Marsh and Bayou Spring Fling broadcast today, year number 3. And joining us now is Captain Brad D'Alfonso, Spec Dat Charters. And Brad, I got a couple of questions here. I don't want to hit you with those right away. But tell us a little bit about Spec Dat Charters. How long you've been fishing? Where do you fish? What do you concentrate on?
Yeah, good morning, Don. We fish out of Lake Catherine Island Marina. I've been running Spec Dat Charters out of there for about 6 years now. So we've been it's been doing pretty good. It's been a nice little run. Fishing's picked up. We've had some good runs, especially since we had that our last spillway opening. Fishing's progressively gotten a lot better since that, especially for our estuaries. So it's been doing well.
What kind of boat do you run?
I run a 24-foot Blazer Bay 2400. I got a 300 Yamaha on the back of her.
Ideal boat for doubling up, you know, double duty. When you got to handle, you know, maybe a choppy Lake Pontchartrain or Lake Bourne, but at the same time, you got to get in those flats sometimes for those reds.
She can get pretty skinny. She can get skinny. She can handle a chop. You know, she does a very good job. I always was told that that was a good boat to buy. So when I saw one come available, I jumped on it pretty quick.
Do you specialize in any particular type of trips or clientele? I mean, you mentioned you had some wedding groups coming out there, you know, some of the bachelor party people. Do you take families, kids, or is it open to anybody?
It's open to anybody, from any novices to full experienced fishermen. I mean, we, you know, when people ask what we, you know, do we target a specific species, you know, we, given the day, we fish the weather. You got to play the weather almost like a golf game. Every day is going to change, and when you go out there, you know, it's, you might not be able to fish in the, on the bridges of the big open lakes. You may have to tuck into some marshes. You know, the cleaner water might be filtered by the grass. You might have to move around, so those are the days you might pick up on some redfish patterns, things like that.
You know, it's always fascinated me on the number one target saltwater fish. You know, for years and years it was speckled trout, and then it kind of seemed like redfish is creeping in there. What is the balance of your trips? What do you get customers to ask you? Speckled trout fishing versus reds, or is it people who just say whatever's on the hook?
You know, honestly, you get a lot of course, a lot of your local people, they want their speckled trout. That's the local fave. I always say that's your local fave. A lot of the out-of-town groups, they want to feel that fight of the redfish.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they want to feel that they fight like nothing else, you know, and you get a good one on. And it's always fun those days where you catch a couple of small ones, and then you get that one good one, and it's like, whoa, there it is, you know. Yeah, that's what we've been waiting for.
Drum and flounder show up, too.
Drum and flounder have been doing very very well. We've been having some really good seasons with the flounder the last couple of years.
All right, we're going to take a break, and I got a couple questions coming in on our text message board for you. If you got one for Captain Brad D'Alfonso of Spectat Charters, he specializes in Pontchartrain, Bourne, Lake Catherine, the area right here close to Mandeville, Slidell area. We appreciate your calls and questions, and we'll be back to do it right after this. We're broadcasting today from Marsh and Bayou, not the real Marsh and Bayou. We're at the retail store in Mandeville. Don Dubuque along with Chris and Ben right here on the Outdoors with Don Dubuque Radio Network. Well, we don't expect any fishing reports for today. Now, tomorrow's looking a little bit better weather-wise, but today you can come to the Spring Fling here in Mandeville. Got some super deals on a wide variety of fishing gear and tackle of all types, and we'll be talking a little bit more about that. Lots of food and refreshments and some prizes to win, too. And we also have a special guest joining us, Captain Brad D'Alfonso of Spectat Charters. And Brad, I got a couple of questions came in. We had one person that said they enjoy fishing Highway 11, and they want to know if there's a way to access it without having to come through Lake Pontchartrain. That's from Doug. What would you say?
Yeah, good morning, Doug. You know, Highway 11 is a good bridge to fish. Of course, you really can access it through Ways and Pontchartrain, but if you're coming on the south end, you got Chef Pass, which several marinas on that side. Even if you launch at Lake Catherine Marina, you can always run through Marquez Canal and get through that way and stay real protected waters. You know, just got to play that wind, see which way it's blowing.
All right, good advice. Also, we got those, this one says, looking at the foggy crystal ball, what do your guide think about the Bonnie Carey this year? Is the river staying low enough to not open? The spillway acts like poison in our fishery.
yeah, that's a good question. You know, I think we got to let that one, Mother Nature's, going to take its course. Of course, we hope that we don't see a spillway opening, because we've had some really good numbers, and I think that's got a lot to do with that staying closed.
Absolutely. I got another one in from Big E. He's listening down in Thibodeau. He says he recently tried walking the dog for the first time. He caught two beautiful specks with an exclamation point, and I can understand if that's your first hit on a topwater. He says it's exciting anticipating the strike. Like, what is your favorite topwater lure when you fish topwaters? Or do you? And I know when you got people inexperienced, you want to kind of stay away from, because it can be a little dangerous with all those hooks flying around.
Yeah, trouble hooks, I stay away from them. I don't really do much on a topwater lures. I grew up fishing popping corks and tried and true. Even on our trip, we went and threw our popping corks, so...
As far as my favorite, the Top Dog would be my favorite. Two colors I like. I like the chrome with the blue, and I also like, believe it or not, the red and white is produced for me. Chris?
Well, they have, so Sixth Sense makes a topwater called the Speed Wake, which is a topwater, but you really don't have to do much. It's a jointed bait, so it kind of works itself. It's a cast retrieve thing, and we have plenty of customers that just... We get them in and they go, so obviously they're effective. I would look into those for sure.
Yeah, topwater fishing is phenomenal. Well, Brad, give me a typical day if I book you. What can I expect when I come out with you? And I'm sure a lot of people expect different things. I mean, I've seen customers that want the guide to put the shrimp on the hook for them. Some of them they want them to cast. If they're, you know, a lot
Absolutely.
Of times people are not experienced at casting. What or you can just leave them on their own if that's how they want to be.
Huh? Yeah, you know. I try and, you know, it's part of the charter experience. I say, you know, you can sit back, just relax. We're going to get the shrimp for you. I'll bring them right to you. You just stay put. We'll get them hooked on there for you. Main reason, of course, is, you know, sunscreen, bug spray, stick your hands in the net or the tank, and all
it's
your
over.
Shrimp are going to die pretty quick. So that kind of, but no, you know, you get on the boat. I like everybody to stay relaxed. I always start off asking everybody, you know, what hand are they comfortable with reeling with, and so on and so forth. And you kind of feel the customer out. Of course, if they need help casting, we help, you know, make the cast. Sometimes I tell people, look, you can drop it straight down. You know, if you're fishing a deep hole, I'm not being lazy and don't feel like helping you, but you can just drop it straight down, and that works. You know, it. As we get into spring, we'll definitely be fishing a lot of Lake Pontchartrain, and then kind of transitioning Lake Pontchartrain into Catherine and Lake Bourne as it transitions into summertime.
On a scale of 1 to 10, how are you at removing hardhead catfish for customers?
Awesome catfish flipper. we don't grab those. We gladly handle blue cats, but not the hardheads.
You clean the fish for the customers?
Absolutely, yes, sir. That's all included.
Very good. If somebody wants to get a hold of you, how can they do it?
You can reach my cell phone at 985-259-9170. Reach in at spec.charters.net, Facebook, and Instagram.
Very good. Very good. Chris, tell me about your trip with Brad.
It was great. I mean, it was not the best conditions as far as wind and all that, but we made it happen. It was us two and my rider, Ray Hunts, and we just got out there. And, you know, it took a minute to find him, but once we found him, it was on. And, yeah. You know, live shrimp, and, I think y'all were pretty much fishing with live shrimp.
Yeah, we had the live shrimp, yep. And you were throwing a jig, and the jig was definitely successful.
Yeah.
That kind of opened my eyes up a little bit. It was very, very attentive. The redfish were very attentive to that day.
I was throwing the larger, was it the Mega Matrix lemon head? And yeah, just once we found them, it mm-hmm. seemed like we were on, you know, it didn't really matter much what you threw.
Brad, when you're throwing plastic in your, what's your favorite colors?
I always like to, you know, start off with the chartreuse, but I find in the springtime pink or a blue flake works really well in that springtime. But chartreuse, tried and true, can't go wrong with it, especially if you get in those murky water conditions. Green, you know, a lighter green, but when you got good clean water, a good pink or a good blue really kicks it.
All right, Brad's going to be around after the store opens for a while, so if you want to come by and chat with him, talk to him, you're welcome to do so. If you want to send us a text message with a question, it's 504-260-1870. Thanks for taking some time and talk to us about fishing your area, Brad. We appreciate it.
Absolutely. Thank you all for having me. I really appreciate it.
All right, we'll be back, and we're going to be talking to Captain Darrell Carpenter. We'll find out what Grand Isle looks like after this blow comes through with RealScreamers.com. He's next on the Outdoors with Don Dubuque Radio Network. And it's spring fling time here at Marsh and Bayou. You retail location in Mandeville, and from here we take you down to Grand Isle. Let's talk to Captain Darrell Carpenter. Darrell, we got some rough weather coming in, particularly down there. As you say, you'll see the elephants offshore.
Yeah, man. When it looks like a herd of elephants on the horizon, you stay the heck away from it. But yeah, we spent the last 2 days to just tying stuff down, picking stuff up, just because we anticipate a flood. Don't know quite how bad it's going to get, but we've lost enough over the years that we know to be prepared in case it does.
Very good. How was the fishing up until this started, these stiff winds and gale warnings and all this mess?
You know, Don, if I had to describe it in one word, it would be inconsistent. The water has remained exceptionally clean or clear with all the weather that we've been having. And the fish are, I don't know, man. They're there one day and gone the next. We've had a real consistent catch of inconsistency. Sheephead, trout, redfish, they're all kind of still mixed in together, but yet scattered around. I think everything might be running just a little bit late. We're catching a lot of sheephead on the inside. And they're all still full of eggs. They look like they're ready to bust. Like they should be offshore spawning. Speckled trout, man. When you get some consistent weather, it's two or three here, three or four there. You know, that week before Mardi Gras, we had a taste of what we thought was going to be early spring, and it was easy limits early in the morning. And then since then, it's been inconsistent with this weather. Redfish, we're catching some redfish right now, but I have noticed that a lot of the redfish we're catching are scarred up pretty good. They've got sores and all on them. So obviously they were hit some by that freeze, but it looks like a lot of them did survive.
Very good. Very good. So what's going to be the plan when you get ready to pick the pieces back up after this blow is in and out of here?
Well, hopefully, Don, I mean, if I would get enough consistency that we can get out and try those beach areas, anything from Fouchon all the way, you know, to the Four Bayou area, is try that, because that's where, that week before Mardi Gras, a lot of the fish came off the beach and the close oyster reefs. With David's Pond running full-blown open, anything to the west of, say, the Barataria Waterway is covered in mud. So, you know, those areas up around Hackberry Bay, Bossa Bossa, and all of that, they've pretty much been out of contention because of the muddy water. So when it straightens up, I'm going to be back on the, you know, probably head east toward the Four Bayou, Plaquemines Parish area. Going to stay as close to the coast as I can because that's where the action's been. And like I said, if you go north, you're hitting that muddy water. So it'll be live. We do have some live shrimp that's starting to show up. It's just been so daggum rough you can barely get to them. You know, I'm going to stay close to the coast and just try to catch them as they come in.
Darryl, look, falling back on your offshore days, Chris and Ben and Brad and I were all talking about those big tuna coming in down there in Venice. I'm sure you heard about those big yellowfins. Has been any action coming in Grand Isle, same thing? Tuna fishing has been
good
for big ones.
Yes, sir. And what it's been, I mean, you know, we used to have the midnight lump, and it would play until March, and it kind of petered out. I don't know what changed at the lump. But this catch has been all open water schools. There's open water schools of mullets and pogies. That's what the trend is right now. So what you're doing is just a lot of cruising around out, you know, out by the mouth of the river, a lot of cruising around looking for open water splashes, open water bait, and then you've got to work those open water schools because that's where the fish have been really congregated. And, you know, something we didn't talk about a lot about this year but still going on, had a heck of a wahoo run this year. The wahoo were out there thick and consistent and probably still are. It's just that daggum yellowfin bite's been so good. Everybody's concentrating on them right now.
Yeah, well, I can't say I blame them for that. Darryl, if somebody wants to get a hold of you, get some info on Grand Isle, maybe book a trip with you down there, tell them how they can find you.
Yes, sir. We've got plenty of room for them. They can find me on DonTheOutdoorsGuy.com, which is your website. We've got our website at RealScreamers.com. And or you can just pick up the phone. 225-937-6288. And trust me, the next few days we'll have plenty of time to talk on the phone.
Very good, Darryl. All right, you guys be careful down there. We'll catch up with you next week.
All right, Don. You have a wonderful day over there at the store, man.
It's already started. It's going to be a good one. Thanks again, Darryl.
Yeah,
that's Darryl Carpenter. RealScreamers.com down on Grand Isle. All right, we come back. We're going to be rejoined with Ben and Chris, tell you about some more of the trends in baits. These guys are right here on in the trenches when the customers come in. They can get exchanged information. You know, customers come in looking for certain baits, and that kind of tips you off. That's what the fish want, and they can pass that information along to some of their other shoppers, too. Also got a question in on our text board. We can put our heads together. Rabbit from Lacombe. He's looking for some tips on catching crappie for beginners. So maybe we can help him out with that. Maybe how to rig up, number one. That's the thing. But that is one of the tougher fish to learn how to catch, and I'm glad you're interested in doing it, Rabbit. We'll try to get some info to help you out. All right, we'll be right back after this quick pause at the top of the hour for hour number two of The Outdoors with Don Dubuque, Radio Network.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps. Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Are target date funds a smart or lazy way to invest? Should you pay off debt or invest extra cash? Can you deduct your dog as a home security system on your taxes? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing strategies, tax planning, and smart ways to build wealth and navigate big financial decisions. Work smarter, not harder, on your finances this year. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. Five-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season two on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season one and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season two.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Now, welcome back into hour number two of our broadcast from the Spring Fling at Marsh and Bayou Mandeville location on Florida Street. Doors will officially open at 8, and they'll be open till 5. Lots of guests to come by, some special deals to take advantage of. And if you got any questions about fishing and gear, this is the place to come today. In fact, when we took the break, guys, we had a caller wanted to know about catching crappie for beginners. How would you tell him to rig up, first of all?
Well, first thing I would say is some type of little plastic like this, like a little Matrix Mini, or like a little Death Grip jig head. This is like a 1/16th or a 1/32nd would work fine. And you can either cast and retrieve it, or you could put a cork on there. You could use like a Salter's jigging rod.
Light line.
4 pound.
And what if they wanted to go with the live bait? Maybe put a shiner on it.
Yeah,
there.
Shiner with a cork
on a jig head, or
yeah, you can go with just a
regular bare hook.
Yeah.
And then how deep? Depends on where you are.
That's the secret. That's the secret of crappie fishermen, right?
Rabbit,
they won't tell us anything.
You got a lot to learn.
Ultralight. You got to go light with everything. No, you know, you don't want to use any kind of swivels or anything. You want to go direct to your jig head. You just want to keep everything as light as possible. Yeah. They're tricky. You use fluorocarbon if you can. And
fish them under the piers.
Under boats.
Under lilies. Those type of places. All right. Y'all brought some baits over here. Tell us about some of the hot new baits that are out on the market, and also what are some of the popular ones that your customers are coming in and asking for? You guys get asked for baits every day, so they're asking for a reason, probably because they're
working.
That's
right, yeah. Marker 54 shrimp have been extremely popular this year. I think they're popular across the board in South Louisiana. Another thing we're excited about is this new Matrix Shad color called Indiglo. We just got a pile of them yesterday from Chaz, and they're going to be on the mix and match. So, you know, you can get 50 baits, put them in one bag, and got a great deal on them. And this is a great color. This is it.
Very good. What else are people looking for? New trends that you guys have got in? I love those. He was here last year.
He was, yeah.
Blaine Salter with the jigging pole. I mean, those things are great.
Yeah. Trends this year that we've been seeing, you know, it's a lot of just jigging. The bridges have been on fire out here. Yeah. You know, the fall run was fantastic at the Causeway. I know Chris was talking about it earlier. The Causeway hasn't seen numbers like this in quite a few years. So, and that's just tight line and jigging the pylons and finding them. If you find them and you can find the pattern, they're going to be there. And I think this spring is not going to be any different. I think it's going to be fantastic.
What about new gear outside of rods, reels, and baits? You know, the turtle boxes.
Turtle boxes, sunglasses, you know, different color lenses. We will have Maui Jim out here today, and she'll have all of their frames and all of their lenses, and you can take a look at them in special order, or we might have them in stock here.
What's your favorite tin cup blend?
That's going to be his question.
Well, they just came out with their 14-year,
which is delicious.
Pretty phenomenal. Yeah. They're 10-year solid. I'm a rye guy, too, so I mean, I like it all. but, yeah, that new 14-year, if you can find one, pick it up.
Yeah, very good. All right, we're going to be checking in with Captain Mike Gallo, a guy you guys know him very well, huh?
Oh,
tell me about the tickets you have to give away, too, for the Chef's Soiree.
Yeah, so that's going down tomorrow in Covington. Our 10 Cup guys are bringing a couple of tickets to give away. So I'm not really sure exactly how we're going to do it yet, but somebody's going to win
tickets. Somebody's going to win some tickets.
And what a great event. All of the chefs, the restaurateurs go out there and set up, and it's like you just kind of graze on through.
That's right. It is definitely a great event. It's for charity.
Bogafalia State Park.
And
you're entertaining?
Yeah, my band is playing at, we're playing at 5 o'clock, 5 to 6:45 on the main stage.
All right, you work a magazine. You got that requires you to be here. You're in a band. What are you doing? What are you doing for fun?
I like playing music. That's what I like to do.
He likes to slap the bass.
I got you. Right. Okay. Check him out. What's the name of the band?
Three Rivers.
Okay.
It's a great rock band. It's they do covers. It's all acoustic. It's
fun.
Everybody. I mean, every time they play, everybody just has a great time. So
very good. All right, stand by. Captain Mike Gallo, Angling Adventures of Louisiana, is next, and I would bet you he's not going out fishing today, but he can always talk about it. We'll be back to do it right after a 3-minute pause. Take care to listen to these messages from our sponsors on the Outdoors with Don Dubuque Radio Network. And our Born on the Bayou report is brought to you in part by Sito. In fact, Sito is going to be by here. Aren't they coming, Chris?
They are coming.
All right. Is it going to be Colleen? Is it going to be Chris, or is it going to be Colleen and Chris?
I think it's going to be Chris. He sent me a text yesterday and asked me what time, so it's usually Colleen asking me this question. So,
well, the weather's bad and he can't fish. It'll probably
That's
be Chris.
Right.
He'll probably be here. But you can come out in person and meet the guy who will get you unlimited fuel drops, jump starts for electrical problems, whatever it takes to get you back in, including a tow to your dock or to a repair shop, and it's all for one price, $249 a year. You renew it after that, and you get peace of mind when you're on the water. You can come by here to Marsh and Bayou or at the Spring Fling, and you can meet the Sea Tow people and get more info from them in person. Joining us now is Captain Mike Gallo, and Mike, I'm with two of your closest friends here, Chris and Ben, man.
Yeah, I've known those guys many years. Our professional careers sort of mirror each other. I went into guiding full time in 99, and that's right around the time they started the magazine.
Wow, all those years, and you still hang out with them, huh?
Oh, they're good guys.
He loves us.
And you've been, how many times have you been featured in the magazine?
Oh, I don't know. I would have to say 8 or 10.
Yeah.
Yeah, at least.
Yeah. I spoke with Steve McMore yesterday, and he's going to do a follow-up story on Dutch's Corner in Marsh and Bayou, I believe, coming out next month. So still a lot of interest in that. Glenn Shore with Standard Mapping, and the map's coming out. So that's good. Proud of that.
I believe Dutch shopped here. Dutch came here to Marsh and Bayou. In fact, I ran into him in here. Yeah. I'm sure of it. He did. And Mike, I got to tell you, I got a very compelling and touching voicemail recording from Dutch's wife. And I'm going to share that with the audience one day. Not on this show today, but in the coming weeks, maybe when we get that article out, I'll go ahead and play that. And it's a perfect example of what small gestures can do for the lives of people. It's very, very touching. Anyway, fishing-wise, washout this weekend, huh?
Well, this weekend's a washout, but things are looking up. Water temperatures are rising as we have longer days. Trout seem to be getting a little on the bigger side, more consistent. It's just a matter of being able to get to them, and that's a function of the weather. So, obviously, today wouldn't be a good day to try to do something like that, but there's better days ahead, and this is just the way it goes in southeast Louisiana.
Well, we're going to have this blow. It's going to certainly muddy the water. It's going to raise the water level. Picking up the pieces after it's through, how would you start out? What was your suggestion if somebody says, well, I'm going to give it a try tomorrow late in the evening or maybe Monday?
I will be on the water Monday, and the first thing I'm going to look for is the cleanest water I can find. So we always want to find clean, moving water with the presence of bait. And then that's going to be where I start. I'll probably start with a popping cork as I can cover the most amount of water and cover a wide area while I'm fishing to try to figure out what's going on. If it's just me fishing or if I have someone else with me, will divide the water column, where somebody's fishing the surface and somebody's fishing the bottom. We'll fish places where there is current, where there isn't current, hard bottom, soft bottom. You know, we'll just do a process of elimination. And then once we start to figure out a pattern, let's say they're in current, then obviously we can get more into bayous and maybe away from the lakes and work those. And it's just a process of elimination until you figure out what's going on and what seems to work best, and obviously stick with that.
Got it. Any other words before we depart here?
Well, I would say on a day like today, it's a perfect day to update your CETO membership. It's also a perfect day to go check out Martian Bayou. You know, Don, before I started my guide business way back in the late 90s, I worked in retail. So I sort of have a background in how a retail operation runs. And those guys have a beautiful store. It's well set up. The way the traffic of the customers can flow through the store and see all the products easily displayed, they do a really good job. It's a well set up store, and it's obvious by how long they've been doing it.
Well, we miss you. If you get a chance, drop on by later this afternoon if you can.
I certainly may do that. I have a trip planned towards the Hammond area, and you guys are on the way. So
we're on the way.
We might put you to work, Mike. Sounds like you got that retail thing nailed. Put you on the payroll, baby.
Well, I got out of retail for a reason. It is definitely a deckhand.
I understand.
Hey, you need a deckhand?
Yeah, I went through that retail purgatory myself for a while. Mike, thanks for the report. They can find you on my website. Give them your site and phone number if somebody wants to get a hold of you.
My website is aaofla.com. We're on social media at Angling Adventures of Louisiana. And the reliable telephone is 985-781-7811.
And it is reliable, we promise. All right, thank you, Mike. I hope to see you later this afternoon.
All right, Don, looking forward to it.
All right, we come back after this. We're going to get a paddler's report. Brendan Bayard joins us, and he's going to talk about, well, what's left for kayakers. If you can't get out in a bay boat, certainly kayaking is going to be tough, but there may be some opportunities for some freshwater fishing if you can find some places out of the wind, because it's not far off before that brim run starts and the Sockeye is starting to spawn. I got a Toledo Bend report to talk about, and we got a bad boy feature coming up, all from right here at the Spring Fling, Martian Bayou's Mandeville location, where you're listening to the Outdoors with Don Dubuque Radio Network. Yeah, you better be a good stroker if you're going to stroke in this 25 to 30 knot winds. I can promise you that. Not a day to be out in a kayak, at least not on open waters. Our paddler's report is brought to you by No Wake Outfitters. You're going to find them on Airline Highway in Metairie. Lots of fly fishing gear, everything for the kayakers. Like the name says, No Wakes. Stop by and check them out. Meet Justin and the gang. No Wake Outfitters, 1926 Airline Highway in Metairie. Brendan Bayard joins us now for the report. And, Brendan, I'm sure you can agree with this event coming in. Not a whole lot of opportunity out there for the paddlers.
Yeah, you just want to stay out of the wind and storms this weekend. But the patterns for the month are setting up nicely. This time of year, we got a lot of small bait that come into the estuary, a lot of, you know, nickel and quarter-sized pogies, a lot of small brown shrimp. And this time of year, I like to use a kind of a windblown bank, and that kind of pulls all that little tiny bait fish together, as long as the water's not super dirty. And, you know, you can really get into them and catch a lot of fish. That's kind of the pattern I look for in March. And it's been working pretty good, catching a lot of decent trout. The trout are getting a little bit bigger, so that's good. And hopefully it'll be the time of year that everybody looks for, the big trout run of the spring.
And next weekend's a big weekend for the paddlers in the Bayou Coast Kayak Fishing Club with the Trout Challenge. Tell us how that works and how can people get signed up.
Yeah, we have the Trout Challenge coming up. It's our second tournament of the year. It's going to be in St. Bernard and in Lake Pontchartrain, so you can fish either place. We had a fun fish last week over in St. Bernard. They launched over at Pips and went into Hopedale Lagoon and caught some really nice trout. So the Hopedale area is good, and if the wind cooperates, I'm sure you can get out in Pontchartrain and catch some nice nice trout. The last time that the weather cooperated, we had some guys go out and fish the trestles and the twin spans and all that, and they all caught some really, really nice fish, you know, 5-pound fish. It was great. So looking forward to that. Hopefully the weather cooperates and we see some really big fish, you know, turned in. It's going to be a CPR tournament where you register on Tourney X, but then they're going to have a weigh-in and award ceremony at No Wake afterwards at 3:30.
And what are the official boundaries where you can fish?
I think you can fish the Lake Pontchartrain Basin, which includes Lake Catherine and the Wrigley's, and anywhere in St. Bernard Parish, you know, the Mr. Go, the Dam, Hopedale Lagoon. Those are typically the places people fish for this event.
And it would all be on the east side of the river, I'm thinking.
Yep, yep, all on the east side of the river.
Got it. Now, the refuge opened up over there near Lake Charles in West Cove. So tell us what's in store over there if you like to go to Big Lake.
Yeah, if you go launch over there at the West Cove launch, that whole canal that you paddle in to get to West Cove, each side of that has some really great marsh. I know a lot of guys look forward to fishing that. It closes every year, you know, I think October 15th through March 15th. So it just opened up today, and a lot of guys go in there, and it's really great red fishing. There's some really big flounder and trout back there. If you look on the map, you'll just see the refuge kind of listed in the shaded area, and all that area is open now. So go take advantage of it if you fish on the west side of the state.
Yeah, no pressure. Should be a great opening. Brendan, if you could, give us a favorite secluded freshwater spot. If somebody just, this is their weekend, they want to fish and they want to get out, where might they go?
I like to go fish over in Chico. That's kind of my area, and I like to go into those Tupelo gums and trees that are up in Bayou Chico. No boats can really get back there. With a kayak, you can really get there and throw some poppers and all kinds of stuff on that floating vegetation and really catch a nice bass back there. There's chickapin back there, all kinds of stuff, and you're in some deep water. It's just so tight that the boats can't really get in there, but it's a kayaker's dream, especially when it gets hot. You can shade yourself with all those trees, and as long as you can weave the needle, if you will, through all those trees, but you don't have to make very far casts, and just kind of plop it along that surface of that duckweed, and then you get this big bass that blow up out of it. It's a really great time.
Yeah, and it's part of the state park system. How are the facilities over there? Most of the state parks have kind of got a little bit of a facelift. Are they keeping up with things over there, Chico? I hadn't been there in so long.
I've been about a year and a half ago, and it seemed really nice. You know, they have really nice cabins that book up. I think you have to book them up a year in advance. They're so nice. But there's camping sites, and then they rent canoes and kayaks over there. So if you don't have one, you can even rent one over there. So they got a great facility over there.
Yeah, and some really good fishing. Brendan, thanks so much for the report. We appreciate it. We'll catch up with you next time.
All right. Thanks, Don. Take care.
All righty. That's Brendan Bayard, one of our field reporters for our Paddlers Report. All right, coming up next, we got a story to talk about. How illegal deer hunting can ruin your Christmas holidays. It's our Bad Boy of the Outdoors next on the Outdoors with Don Dubuque.
Street Easy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House with a home theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
If you're thinking about GLP-1s for weight loss, listen up. You must make sure you're maintaining your muscle mass while you're losing weight. Otherwise, you can slow your metabolism and regain the weight. Omacid, a natural superfood protein shake, has been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. It optimizes and supercharges your metabolism so you can lose weight easily. Use Omacid with GLP-1s or as a natural alternative. Find out more and see the university studies at omacid.com. That's AlmaSed.com.
Think warm. Think palm trees. Think baseball.
Hi, I'm MLB.com's Matt Monaghan. The long, dark freeze is over, and spring training is finally here.
If you're a baseball fan looking for a quick, easy way to get all the scores, top stories, and best sound bites from Florida and Arizona, you're in luck.
I don't think people realize how good we are. I don't even know if we realize how good.
The Morning Lineup Podcast, a short, less than 10-minute baseball highlight show, is available anywhere on any platform you listen to podcasts on, 5 days a week. We can't wait to meet you there.
Radio Network. All right, we're with Ben and Chris Tiblier at Martian Bayou Spring Fling. And, guys, I got a report from my Toledo Bend reporter. He says the Sockeye fishing, crappie they call them in Toledo Bend, slowed down the past week. That transition into the spawn. You could find them scattered anywhere from the bank all the way out to 20 feet deep. He's calling for bright-colored jigs under the cork, kind of what your suggestion was, Ben, to a caller. Also, he says the bass fishing, on the other hand, is phenomenal. It's been great. They're all over the banks moving up to spawn. A chatterbait around the scattered grass and a wacky rigged Senko has been his best producers. Now, tell me what I love fishing chatterbaits, and you guys got them here, too.
We do, too. I love chatterbait fishing. It's a blast. Probably my favorite go-to is a Delta Lure chatterbait, a little thunder jig like this. Mm-hmm. It swims nice.
Only problem is the redfish destroy them.
They love them.
I mean, but they ruin them. You might, you know, if you catch one big one, he gets it right, it's over. You got to put a new one on. But, hey, it's worth it.
Yep.
So you got them here in variety of colors and styles?
We do. Absolutely. Yeah. You know, Z-Man has their new EVO chatterbait, which is very durable.
Probably holds up in salt water a lot better.
It holds up in salt water for sure.
Come by, you can.
We got plenty of them.
You can pick these up. Also, he talked about rigging a Senko worm wacky rig. Explain what that is.
So a Senko worm is going to be like this Gary Yamamoto right here.
Mm-hmm.
The way you rig that, you just go right through
the
like
middle and you just kind of hang it there like a wacky thing.
You can use a rubber band if you want and hook it on there. We have those as well. That's pretty popular for those bass fishermen, especially this time of the year.
It's with scents and without scent?
We have both, for sure.
Yeah. Filtered and unfiltered. Leaded and unleaded. Get your Senko worms here at Martian Bayou. All right, we're going to take a quick 10-second pause. When we come back, it's our Bad Boy, the Outdoor Feature of the Morning. Stay with us. We'll be back after our local stations identify along the outdoors with Don Dubuque, Radio Network. On this past December 1st, Louisiana Department of Wildlife and Fishery agents received information about an 11-point deer killed on private property in Bienville Parish near the town of Arcadia. And during that investigation, the agents learned that Rhett Sims killed a deer on an adjoining piece of property and let it lay in the field because he didn't have permission to enter the property and did not possess a hunting license or deer tags. Sims came up with a great idea. He had another person attempt to retrieve and tag the deer for him, but the landowner stopped that person. The agents arrested Sims, booked him into the Bienville Parish Jail, where he celebrated New Year's Day of 2025, and further investigation revealed that he killed an 8-point deer on November 12th, a 5-point and another 11-point deer on November 29th, all in Lincoln and Bienville Parishes, while under license revocation and without deer tags. To recap, Sims, in addition to having no license or tags, killed 4 antler deer in an area where the season limit is 3. All of the antlers were confiscated, and if convicted of all charges, including an obstruction of justice citation, facing maximum criminal fines and civil restitution for the replacement value of those deer in the amount of $21,666 and up to 5 years imprisonment, is 61-year-old Rhett Sims of Arcadia, Louisiana, our bad boy of the outdoors. And not exactly how I'd like to spend my New Year's Day.
He's on a roll.
He's on a roll for sure. Woo, man, he gets in trouble. You guys get some hunters come in here?
We do. Yeah, for sure. We sell steel shot. We sell some duck hunting supplies during the season.
Yeah, a lot of cast and blasters come out here because you got the refuge right here.
Absolutely.
You know? You got within, 15, 20 minutes of this store, you've got to look at the variety of fishing you got. You got the causeway.
I'll tell you what's crazy is, especially yesterday, we had a customer come in the night before last. He's on the lakefront, dead shrimp on the bottom. He showed me pictures. Slot redfish, black drum, right? 4 blocks.
Yeah.
Big blue cats are catching out here right now.
Absolutely.
So, yeah,
it's all right here.
Well, you know, we got a pier over here.
Yeah, it's not open.
And it's not open. There's one in Slidell that's not open.
Not open, yeah.
There was supposed to be funds because it was pretty much banged up by the hurricane.
Right.
And I don't know what happened. I get people on a regular basis that ask me, when are you going to open up that fishing pier? Yeah,
I know Sunset Point over here, the past two times that hurricanes have destroyed it, the city of Mandeville has fixed it.
Yeah, well, it's there, baby. Yeah.
It is. But this time they applied for, I think, some FEMA grants, and it was awarded, but it's taken a little time to get that money to fix it.
Hmm, okay. Maybe some of that money went to DEI in Afghanistan to train. Could have been over there. But, I mean, those piers are very nice. Contained when they were open, had little fish cleaning stations, and you could crab off of them.
Yep.
And they're not positioned in a bad place.
No, they're, catch that, them this nicely. One right here is unbelievable.
Well, you know, you got that. And I can tell you stories of fish I used to catch in the surf right there before all the development in Mandeville. There's a little bayou that comes in and out of the lake. And when you had your run, like in late September and October, when it got real salty, those speckled trout would come right up
in the grass beds.
And then you got the whole refuge, you know, right there in Bayou Lacombe.
Absolutely.
You got freshwater fishing. There's bass, there's brim, there's crappie right in there. And, you know, and then it's really not that far if you want to run out to the twin spans
to the bridges,
and the highway
right there.
It's all right there.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, what a great place. That's why they call Louisiana the paradise, huh?
That's right.
All right, guys, stick around. We're going to be right back after this. We're going to check in with Ryan Lambert. He has been doing some traveling over the last few weeks. We'll find out where he is and find out what the latest happenings down DTR, they call it, down the river in Plaquemines Parish. He's next on the Outdoors with Don Dubuque Radio Network. And the Plastic Man, Captain Ryan Lambert, Cajun Fishing Adventures, joins us now. I understand you got here to the North Shore. You got your shots and your passport, and they let you over, huh?
Yeah. Don't come up here too often. Not enough speckled trout on the side.
They got a few. Well, what you up to?
My little niece is getting married today, my little godchild. So we're up here for her wedding. We had a rehearsal party last night. And there's no tides, so they picked a good weekend, except for the weather.
Is it an outdoor wedding?
Oh, no, no. I hope not, because we got to move it indoors.
You hope not.
Season.
That's for sure. Yeah, so what's been going on down the river this week before this stuff came in?
Well, the boys are catching fish. You know, it's been a little tough this week. You know, if you go further down and get on the outside where the Gulf and the marsh meet, you know, those reds are sitting on the outside because the river's at 10-1 still. But it's falling. It's going to be – we still got a little bump coming in about 2 weeks and whatever this storm does, you know. But it's 10-1, and it's supposed to be 7 in about 2 weeks. So it's falling. So it's coming – there's no tide today, but there's trout. The trout are inside still. You know, you can get them if you can find clean water. The trout are there, but the boys have just been fishing reds and sheepheads and black drums, that kind of stuff on their trips, you know, on the east side. But on the west side, they got trout if you can get the wind to stop long enough.
Yeah, we were just talking earlier about the Bonnie Carey spillway and the level of the river, and I know you got some special intel you get on river levels. What is your best guess as whether the spillway will be opened or not this year?
Oh, no way. It's only 10 right now. It's got to hit 17. You got to have like 1.2 million cubic feet per second to open Bonnie Carey. I mean, there's no reason to open it. You know, now you don't have the head pressure to hold that river back like it did. You know, they dredge South Pass, you get south and southwest. Plus, you have 500,000 CFS going out on the east side. So you don't have the head pressure we had years past. So that water's coming through.
Gotcha. Yeah. Well, that's, you know, certainly has shown better speckled trout results up this far. You know, it certainly helps when the water's a little bit saltier. So what are you looking for when the weather clears up and everybody gets back to business again?
Well, the full moon is right now, too, so this is the transition. I mean, my ducks came a week early. They jumped the gun on the full moon. I couldn't believe that. I got 1,000 of them, maybe 2,000 in my yard. There's so many you can't hardly hear. But your speckled trout, everything will start moving out toward the Gulf now. This is the moon that does it. Everything will come out of its winter haunts, and you'll be able to start catching them in the bays a little better, and then they'll move toward the Gulf because all the bait's coming out. So this is the time of the year it transitions into our summer pattern. So it'll get easier. Just depends on this wind. You know, it's been so much wind. But, you know, trout season, we had the best trout season in a long, long time last year. and the cold came and it killed a bunch of fish, but I didn't see a bunch of dead trout in our area. You know, further west they did, so but everyone's still catching trout, so it didn't kill them all, that's for sure.
You know, a lot of people don't realize that you got into fishing as being a bass fisherman, and certainly those bass down there in your area, they're a different kind of animal because they're in brackish water more so than other areas. Where are they right now? Are they in their spawn? Are the spawn already done down there? What can you tell people that want to fish bass in Venice and in surrounding areas?
Well, if they're way back in some ponds, maybe they could spawn, but the water's way too cold. The water's probably 49, 50 degrees. I mean, it's cold because the river's coming from Minnesota. So that water, I mean, it's frigid. We got in it this week to do some restoration stuff. It is cold. So those fish, they could be in the back corners of some ponds here and there, but for the most part, it'll be later to spawn down there. And then as the river falls and you get some low tide, you get some clearer water. But like you said, those fish are different because they're not the top of the food chain here. They just smack in the middle of it because and they've used to fighting that tide, and they're healthy even by their tail. They're just so big around, they look like little footballs, but they fight, that's for sure.
I tell you what, a bass has a tough life down there, huh? He's got to deal with the constant changes in the salinity, which a Toledo Bend bass, don't worry about that at all. You know, the colder water, you would think because they're so far south, they'd have an early spawn. But as you're saying, that river water is so cold, they actually have a later spawn. And certainly there's a lot of predators down there wanting to eat them, too.
Oh, Lord.
I don't think I want to be a Mississippi River bass. I don't think so.
Like being a shrimp. You don't want to be a shrimp.
Now you're really talking some danger there. Very short lifespan on a shrimp. Well, look, if somebody wants to get a hold of you when the wedding's over and, you know, you come back from the reception and you're getting ready to go fishing, tell them how to get you.
Yeah, they can call me direct at 504-559-5111 or just go to CajunFishingAdventures.com. You know, it's weird, the duck bookings already. My goodness, my duck season's almost booked already. I mean, that's wild. Incredible. Everybody's trying to get in on that. Strange.
Yeah, they all hate them ducks. Huh? They got it in for the ducks.
Yeah.
You know, all right, my friend. No, I don't want to be a shrimp. I don't want to be a duck. I don't want to be a bass.
He's right. All right, my buddy.
All right, brother. Yes, we will talk. Thank you. Captain Ryan Lambert, Cajun Fishing Adventures. Always a good time down there at the Cajun Fishing Lodge. All right, coming back after this. Hey, it's time to wrap it up. We're going to be talking to Chris and Ben and going over what you're going to see because we're about an hour away from the doors opening up here at Martian Bayou on Mandeville's Florida Avenue, the main drag coming through Mandeville just past the causeway. Come on by and check it out. We'll tell you what you can find right after this on the Outdoors with Don Dubuque Radio Network. All right, with Ben and Chris Tiblier and also Captain Brad DeFonso, he has got Spectat Charters, and he's going to be here along with these two guys at Martian Bayou Spring Fling. Its doors will be open about an hour from now at 8 o'clock. Got some breakfast and food and refreshments coming on, lots of prizes to register for. Tell us what you got going on the fling, guys.
Well, it is, like we said, getting ready for springtime fishing. We got a bunch of good deals going on with some Shimano stuff, some Quantum and Daiwa. I tell you what is cool. We just got the new Four Horsemen Baby Boom Boom Shrimp, 2.5-inch.
Really
they look really good. They're coming in a 3-pack. We'll have those here. We got a bunch of captains coming. Another thing we're really excited about is Zook rods are back. So Captain Brock Miller will be here, and we'll have plenty of Zook rods. They can take a look at them.
Yeah.
Just got a bunch of them in, and that's a good rod for us. We saw quite a few of them.
Well, hard to find fly fishing gear, too. You got a special fly fishing demo coming up, too, huh?
Yeah, we sure do. One of our new riders, Captain Jacob, he'll be here. He'll be doing some fly tying demos, just talking fly fishing in general, you know, saltwater and freshwater. He does them both. Really neat guy. He's going to be fun to talk to for our customers.
What has been the most popular rod and reel combos? Has it been Shimano? Has it been Daiwa? What do you sell most of?
The battle combos are super popular. It's a tank. The captains love them. They just last. They're durable. We build a lot of combos too between the Shimano's, some of the mid-range reels, the Mirabelle and Altegra, with matching up with like a Coastal Falcon, something like that. We do a lot of building. You know, we do everything. We spool them up. We get them on. You know, ready to go turnkey.
Yep.
So you take care of the inshore saltwater fishermen, freshwater fishermen, fly fishing. What about offshore gear? Do you have?
We do. Yeah, we have offshore gear, and we're working on that section. You know, we're building that up. We just got Nomad in, so we have a lot of Wahoo pulling baits. We have all the snapper stuff. You know, snapper is opening May 1st. So we got all the weights and hooks and leaders, swivels. We got a bunch of jigs, diamond jigs. We have, you know, slow pitch jigs. We're working on that section, and it's only growing.
Yeah, well, they set the snapper season, and it's going to be another big quota. So snapper fishing has really returned. It was where people said, "Ah, it's really not worth going." But now, if you go out there,
the four fish,
it's definitely worth it.
It helps.
Now.
Yeah, and you can cull through and, you know, get some big fish. You know,
you know, early in the season like that, when the water's still a little cool, those snapper will come in, and you can catch them in 40 feet of water right there.
Right.
It makes it pretty easy.
We have friends leaving from like the Eden Isles area to go catch snapper.
A lot of bay boat guys get out and get to.
Yeah,
and then of course you got, you know, some of the other species too that's coming around. Now, hopefully this year what's the one that hangs around the crab traps and
triple tail.
Hopefully those guys can come back.
Yeah.
Brad shaking his head. They've been off a little bit the last couple of years, huh? But man, maybe they'll come back this year. That's a great fish.
It's a good fish. It's one of those fish. A lot of people didn't target them, and then when they figured out how to target them, where'd they go?
and I tell you, it's one of the most delicious fish, too. Very, very 100%. White meat, flaky, really good. What's your favorite fish, Chris?
You were just talking about
tail.
It.
Triple tail. Mine's Wahoo.
Wahoo, yeah.
Yeah,
a lot of people are Wahoo, you know, and then I know very few people, but some people like mackerel and some of those oiler fish.
Yeah.
It's
not
my thing. Oh, sockeye.
Triple tail is just like a big sockeye.
It really is. It really is. Yeah, it's a saltwater version and quite a bit bigger and fight harder, too. All right, guys, I was asked to mention this, too. They got a Bayou Cleanup Day. They're going to be having some crawfish. You guys got crawfish next door, huh?
We do. Drive-through crawfish, and they are delicious.
Yeah, I can pick them up through the window. Well, anyway, Bayou Cleanup Day is going to be Saturday, March 29th at Campos Marina, 9 a.m. Jimmy Corley and Tiwi's on the Bayou are sponsoring that. And if you want to participate, starts at 9 a.m. Go out and clean up the Bayou. It's a great effort to keep the waterways clean, and they celebrate with a crawfish boil. Crawfish balls are great, huh?
They are.
Well, got the magazines here. You can pick one up right here and many other places, including all the advertisers, I guess, have them. Lakeshore Chrysler's got them over there, and our friends over at the cafe.
You know? Absolutely. Old Southside Cafe.
They're probably like they go through, I don't even know, 800,000 copies every month.
It's hard for me to go to another place when I'm eating out in Slidell.
That's right.
I mean, you can't go wrong at Southside. You know,
absolutely.
Chris does such a great job over there at that place.
Yeah, and they're great people, too.
Yeah. Well, what's coming up in next month's issue? Have you got it planned out, or are you still kind of putting this one up?
We're working on it. We got a couple things. I know we're doing a the art of the release with article about releasing fish and how to handle fish. We have a couple of stories. Captain Nick out there in Baton Rouge is doing something like another Beyond the Bayou for. So we're working on it. You know, it comes together pretty fast. So.
Coincidentally, we've done some videos on that because it has become so important now to release fish. You're releasing a whole lot more fish than we ever did before because of the slots and the size, minimum size is increasing, and the bag limits are decreasing, and you got to release more fish. So that's going to be interesting. Who's working on that one?
Kind of all of us. We're kind of piecing it together with different captains, and it won't be a long flowing type article. It'll be kind of like Q&As and stuff like that. So it should be interesting.
I know some guys that are good at long range release, you know?
Yeah.
All right. They're telling me we got about a minute to go, guys. Let's tell them goodbye. 8 o'clock, doors will open up about an hour from now. Come on by. Going to have some coffee and maybe some donuts and stuff. A lot of food coming later on, and then open till 5. Take it
down.
We are
open to 5. And like we said, we have a bunch of vendors coming out here. We're going to have Maui Jim. We'll have Sito. We'll have our buddies from Yacht Armor and Safe Floor will be out here showing off their product.
They're great fishermen, too, so you can really
DJ and Brad are great.
Captain Brad's here.
Captain Brad's here.
Yep.
All right. We're ready. All right. Got somebody saying remember the CCA North Shore chapter.
That's right.
April 17th.
April 17th.
Okay. It's on. You guys will be there.
We will be there.
All right. We'll be there. Thanks for reminding us. All right. That's going to wrap it up. Thanks for joining us. We'll be back again next week with another two-hour journey into the great outdoors. We call it The Outdoors with Don Dubuque, Radio Network.